Good morning, it's Monday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 99. Grab your coffee and keep one hand near the power button, because the machines are feeling chatty again. First up, Hack News is arguing about adding a flag for AI-generated articles. Honestly, I support labels. The supermarket tells me which cheese is cheese product, so the internet can tell me when a robot wrote 12 paragraphs about productivity without ever needing a nap. The tricky part is enforcement, because every comment section already has one guy who writes like a malfunctioning chatbot. Still, a visible flag could help readers judge the work instead of playing detective with every suspiciously polished semicolon. Second, somebody measured Claude Code sending about 33,000 tokens before it even reads the prompt, while Open Code sends around 7,000. That's like calling a plumber and watching him fax his complete autobiography to the sink before checking the leak. Maybe all that context makes the agent smarter, but tokens are money, bandwidth, and time. Heh. Okay, that's something. If your coding assistant needs a small novel just to hear, rename this button, the overhead deserves a very bright dashboard. Third, a wire-level analysis looked at what XAI's Grok build command line tool sends back to XAI. This is why I get nervous when software says it is helping quietly in the background. Quietly doing what, pal? The useful lesson is not automatically that anything sinister happened. It is that developers should know what leaves their machine, what identifies the session, and whether source code or prompts are included. Transparency beats a privacy policy written like a mortgage application. And finally, there is a practical guide on reading more books. Not an AI benchmark, unless the benchmark is whether your brain can finish chapter 3 without opening 6 tabs. The advice is basically to lower friction, keep books nearby, abandon the ones you hate, and make reading a routine instead of a heroic annual resolution. Your recommendation algorithm cannot trap you in a doom scroll if you hand it a paperback and remove its batteries. That's the roundup. Label machine-made writing, watch agent overhead, inspect outbound telemetry, and occasionally train the original neural network between your ears. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.